Hey guys, how y'all doing? I'm Scott King, the writer and creator of Holiday Wars, and this is our online writing course. Yay! For those of you who don't know, one of my day jobs is working as a college professor. So what we're going to do through this online course is partially what I've done with my students in class. So I'm really excited. To get things started, you guys had a homework assignment, and that homework assignment was to come to this first lecture with an idea. And what I want you to do is, as we're going through this lecture, is you're going to evolve that idea into what Hollywood calls a log line, or it's also known as an elevator pitch. The easiest way to understand what an elevator pitch is, it's very simple. When you normally talk about pitch, I mean when you stand in front of someone or a group of people or whatever, and you're pitching an idea to them. If you're talking about writing like we are, you know, maybe down the road you have a great comic, you know, you have an artist, you have an idea, and you're pitching this idea to a publisher because you want the publisher to publish the book, you know. Or in Hollywood, you're a screenwriter, you have this great idea, this great script, you need to pitch your screenplay to the Hollywood executives. So what we're doing is a pitch, but it's referred to as an elevator pitch or a log line. And that basically means it's a very short pitch, and it's so short that you could walk on the elevator, pitch it to someone between floors, and they have a full idea of what your story is. Yes, that sounds like a very much marketing idea, but from a writing perspective, it's very, very useful, because to have an effective elevator pitch, there's certain things you need to have in it. You know, you need to have a protagonist, a premise, wants, and conflict, and so forth. And all those things mix together and help you form your story. And so our goal today is to kind of have you flesh that out on your own while listening to me. So anyway, I'm going to go ahead and read some basic pitches from movies. No, that's a lie. That's a lie. What I want to do is give you some basic premises to a movie so you first know what I mean by premise. A premise is basically just an idea. You guys should have that on your own. Unfortunately, I would love to help you figure out an idea, but that's one of those rare things that come to everyone in their own time, in their own ways. If you talk to any writer and then talk to a second writer, those two people are going to get their ideas in completely different styles. Me personally, I get a lot of my ideas when I read or watch a bad book or a bad movie. It's like, oh man, this is so crap. It would have been so much better if they did X, Y, or Z. Or, oh man, I really wish they had done this in that act. And a lot of times, those type of things really flesh out and become something else. So let's talk about Holiday Wars as a quick example. You know, the basic idea of Holiday Wars, the basic premise of Holiday Wars, is that holidays are real. That's it. Nothing fancy, nothing crazy. It all started with that idea of, what if Santa and the Easter Bunny were real? And not necessarily in the sense that, like, ho, 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 Santa's going to come deliver presents type of real. I mean, real in the sense that holidays are personified as characters. So, let's go over a quick few basic premises. Here's the first one. There's a world where witches and talking animals are real. All right, that could be a lot of things. In this case, let me scroll down to my notes. Yeah, in this case, we're talking about Wizard of Oz. It easily could have been, like, Chronicles of Narnia, or a bunch of other stuff. Here's another one. The Ark of the Covenant exists. Okay, what movies do we know that really focus on the Ark of Covenant? Oh, I know, Indiana Jones. Here's another one. There is a man-eating shark. What movie can we think of that has a big, giant man-eating shark? Right, Jaws. Finally, guardian angels protect people. Okay, that could be a lot of different ones also. But in this case, I'm referring to It's a Wonderful Life. So as you see, premises are pretty vague. They're just a kind of like a little spark. You know, they're not really the whole movie or the whole story. They're just the basic idea. So for you guys to move forward, the first thing you need to do is have a premise. And you're kind of on your own for that. I can't really help you with that. It's you know, got to have faith in yourself and really sit down and figure that out. The next thing you need to form your elevator pitch is, the first thing is the premise, and the second thing is the protagonist. The protagonist, in many cases, people think a protagonist is the hero. And that is true. The protagonist is the hero. But a better way to think of it is that your protagonist is your main character. So you can have a main character that's not a hero. Right now, Artemis Fowl, there are a series of books have come out. And the final book just came out yesterday. The first book came out like more than 10 years ago. But the whole premise to that is that it's an evil boy genius who tries to take over the world. And he is. He's an evil bad guy, but he's the protagonist. Another example, since you guys obviously know comics, is think of Wolverine. Wolverine, in many ways, is considered an anti-hero, you know, as is, like, the Punisher, maybe even Lobo from back in the 90s. You know, they're still the protagonist, the main character in their stories, but they aren't necessarily always the good guy. If you want to talk about movies, you have movies like, you know, The Godfather or Scarface, where, again, you have a main character, a protagonist, he's the hero of the story, but he's not necessarily a quote-unquote hero. So, for you guys, you need to figure out who your protagonist is in this story. You know, and again, it doesn't have to be a hero, it just needs to be who your main character is. In my case, obviously with Holiday Wars, I chose Tegan. Tegan is my protagonist. So, you need your premise, and you need your protagonist. In terms of writing the pitch, there's a little more you need to know about your protagonist. You obviously need to know, you know, what their name is and what sex they are. You know, the boy, the girl. But you also kind of need to have, like, a few descriptors in there, too. If you're doing, like, a formal pitch in Hollywood, they generally don't use a character's name. They use things like a dirty politician or a liberal judge or an angst-ridden teenager or a hopeless romantic. For what we're doing, though, I really want you guys to use the main character's name, but if you want to squeeze in some sort of identifying trait, that would be nice. So that's your protagonist. The next thing you're going to need is the goal, or the protagonist's want. You know, in every movie, TV show, book, comic, your protagonist is going to want something. In fact, let's be honest, your protagonist is going to want a lot of things. But there's going to be one main thing they want over the course of the whole story. If we're talking about Holiday Wars, let's look at Volume 1. Tegan, what does she want? She wants to go ahead and stop the bunny and end the war. That's her main want, her main goal. So for your story, your protagonist also needs to have a main want and goal. What's the big thing they're trying to do in this story? Let's see here. After you have whatever that goal is, and again, I can't really tell you what to do. You kind of have to figure out that on yourself based on your premise. Once you have your character's goal, there's going to be something that's standing in their way. And that thing that's standing in their way is the antagonist. Now, many people think antagonist simply means bad guy, just like protagonist means hero. That's not necessarily true. The antagonist is basically the thing that just stops your hero from getting what they want. In a romantic comedy, you know, boy meets girl, boy falls for girl, they fall in love. In a situation like that, the antagonist is normally like the girl is the boy's antagonist and the boy is the girl's protagonist. You know, they want different things and it causes conflict. And at the end of the movie, they overcome that conflict and decide to live happily ever after. If you're talking about like a disaster movie like Armageddon, Perfect Storm, Dante's Peak, in a situation like that, there really isn't a quote-unquote bad guy, but the antagonist is the force of nature. You know, in many ways, nature itself becomes a character. So when creating whatever that main opposing force is against your protagonist, it's okay if it's not a Darth Vader or an evil bunny or some vilified person. That's fine, you know. I don't know what kind of stories at this point you guys are going to be doing, but if you're doing a romantic comedy or you're doing a character drama or whatever, that's fine. Just make sure that you have some sort of opposing force that's stopping the protagonist from getting what they want. So right there, those are the four main things. Okay, let's go over them again. You need to have a premise. That's the basic idea. You need your antagonist. That's your main character. You need to have the goal. That's what the protagonist wants. And you need to have an antagonist. And that's the thing that's stopping your main character from getting what they want. once you have those four things, you kind of just shove them all together and you come up with a pitch. So let's go back to Holiday Wars, right? Let's go over each one. The premise of Holiday Wars. Holidays are real and they're at war with each other. Protagonist, Tegan Cassidy. She's a 16-year-old girl with self-confidence issues. Protagonist's goal. She wants to find and use the holiday spirit to stop the war between the holidays. The antagonist, the bunny. So if I combine all those elements together, it would come out something like, Tegan Cassidy, an angst-ridden teenager, ventures into a world where holidays are real. It's up to her to find the holiday spirit and stop the Easter Bunny. All the elements are there. It's a complete sentence. It looks good. It's an okay start, but it's not very pretty. It's missing a few things. Yes, I know I did tell you that every elevator pitch only has four things, but there's a little more to it. And one of the big things that an elevator pitch should do, it should make it clear what kind of story it is that you're about to tell. Let's use the romantic comedy example. If you're going to write a romantic comedy, the tone and genre need to be clear within that elevator pitch. You know, we need to hear the pitch and not think, oh, this is a space opera with, you know, spaceships. You know, if it's romantic comedy, it should be very clear that, yes, this is a romantic comedy. It's going to be goofy. It's going to be quirky. It's going to be fun. Or if it's an action movie, you know, it should really, you should hear the elevator pitch and it should really pump you up and get you excited. You know, if it's a horror story that you're pitching, you know, the elevator pitch should kind of have like a creepy tone. So going back to the example of the Holiday Wars, one I just read, it has all the elements, but it's not clear what the tone is. I'm reading over it right now, looking at it, and one of the problems is it doesn't necessarily make it clear that it takes place in our world. Looking it over, it almost seems like it could take place in a completely different world. And this isn't a high fantasy story, so that's a problem. And it's just not very clear. So let's go ahead and rework it. In my case, Holiday Wars is definitely much more of like a summer movie vibe. That's what it's always meant to be. It's kind of like a blockbuster epic. So if I was going to rework it, it'd probably come out to something like, after 16 years of war, nearly all the holidays have been killed by the Easter Bunny. Led by Earth Day, the ragtag group of observances who are still fighting turn to Tegan Cassidy, a 16-year-old teenage orphan, in the hopes that she can lead them to the one thing that can stop the bunny, the holiday spirit. So that's a much more pumped-up version, but it still has some problems. The biggest of which is that it comes off a little bit 80s cartoon or too wacky. There's a sense of seriousness throughout Holiday Wars. Yes, it's fun. Yes, it's quirky, but the characters play it as real. You know, they're in real danger and so forth. And I think the description I just read is a little bit too over the top. It doesn't have that toned down seriousness. Plus, the writing was a little sloppy anyway. So if I was going to do and rework that, my pitch would probably come out to something like, after 16 years of war, nearly all the holidays and their icons, including Santa Claus, have been killed by the Easter Bunny. Led by Earth Day, the ragtag group of observances who are still fighting turn to Tegan Cassidy, a 16-year-old human girl with self-esteem issues, in the hopes that she can find the holiday spirit and use it to end the war. I could probably still write it again, because that's how writing works. You can kind of just keep rewriting things forever and ever. But there also needs to be a point where you're like, okay, that's good enough. It meets what I want, and we're going to call it a day. So I think as an elevator pitch for Holiday Wars, that does well. Now, why? Why does this matter? Why is this useful? Well, remember, you guys are starting from scratch with this, right? So my goal with this assignment is that, first of all, you're going to come up with all these four different things. You're going to come up with the premise. You're going to come up with your antagonist. You're going to come up with the antagonist's goal. And you're going to come up with the antagonist, the opposing force. Those four elements are four of the most major things that every story must have. So by sitting down and writing this pitch, you're basically figuring out the four core elements of your story. On top of that, there's a little bit of writing at the very end of this assignment because you have to write the pitch out and make it sound pretty, make it sound nice. And it'll be helpful for me to get an idea of where you guys are as writers, to kind of see what you guys are coming into this with. And it'll just be a good gauge of determining who you are without actually doing a big writing assignment. So that's the basic idea of how to write a pitch. And I'll go over it one more time just to make sure that we're all clear and we understand. You start with an idea. That's your premise. From there, you need a main character. Your main character, you should know who their name is, and you should have at least one description there. You know, like, for example, Tegan, we mentioned her self-esteem issues. You should have whatever it is the main character wants. You know, what's their big want throughout the whole story. And you should have whatever the antagonist is, the thing that's kind of getting in the way of the character getting what they want. After you have those four elements, you need to sit down and write them into an elevator pitch. The elevator pitch should obviously be pretty and sound nice, but in addition to having those four elements, you also need to make sure that it includes, or not includes, it makes clear what the genre and tone of the story is. And that's it. That's your first assignment. Write me an elevator pitch, email it to me, and there you go. Call it a day. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.